Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
After Governor Ron DeSantis signed an anti-groomer bill into law that prevents school teachers from engaging five-year-olds about homosexual sex acts and radical transgender ideology, the groomers have come out of the woodwork, and many people are waking up to the dark side of Disney. Investigative journalist Christopher Rufo has outlined a partial list of Disney employees who have been arrested for child sex crimes. Robert Kingsolver was a service manager who oversaw ride repairs at the Magic Kingdom. He was arrested in 2014 for soliciting sex from an agent posing as a 14-year-old girl. Alan Treister, a concierge at Animal Kingdom Lodge, who used to work at Disney's popular Toy Story ride, advertised himself online as Big Teddy Bear for Younger Chaser and confessed to having sex with a 15-year-old boy he groomed online. Animal Kingdom Lodge gift shop worker Paul Fazio was convicted of downloading child pornography videos showing sexual activity with adults and children. Character actor Patrick Holgerson was arrested in 2014 after sending nude photos online while trying to meet up with a 13-year-old boy. Justin Hazan, an operator on the Millennium Falcon ride, and Arlandra Sims, a food runner at the Animal Kingdom Resort, were busted in 2020 for selling child pornography with victims as young as 4 years old. Disney Cruise Line youth host Oliver Lovat was arrested in 2019 for molesting a 10-year-old boy aboard the Disney Magic Ship's Oceaneer Kids Lab after blindfolding the child and spinning him around several times as part of a game. In 2012, an 11-year-old girl was groped and kissed in an elevator by 33-year-old Milton Braganza, a dining server on the Disney Dream. A cruise line security officer was told by Disney officials to keep her mouth shut and do nothing. 2 days later, when the ship arrived in Nassau, Braganza admitted to the Bahamas police that he molested the girl and was then taken to the airport, where Disney arranged for his flight back home to India. Last year, Hollywood Studios custodians Jonathan McGrew and Savannah Lawrence were caught attempting to have a threesome with a 13-year-old. McGrew said that the couple's fantasy was to play stepdad, stepdaughter, stepmother. Animal Kingdom Lodge lifeguard Kenneth Aquino was arrested after trying to have sex with a 13-year-old, showing up in his Disney work clothes. Of course, child predators will naturally seek employment at Disney, but it's everywhere within the company. Director of music publishing John Healy was charged with 3 felony counts of child sexual abuse in 2017. Vice President Michael Laney was convicted of sexually abusing a 7-year-old girl in 2019. Both actor-producer Brian Peck and director Victor Salva were rehired by Disney after they served time for raping children from the set. The subliminal sexualization of children has demonstrably been a part of Disney's work for generations, embedded into their animations. Several whistleblowers have claimed that Disney has been used since its very beginning as a form of mind control and MKUltra, most famously for their Project Monarch princess programming of little girls. So it's really no surprise that Disney's corporate president admittedly wants to flood Disney stories with the so-called LGBTQIA agenda, which we now understand to be code for pedophilia. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some T-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every T-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
News today.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
Chances are.
Damn it. Why? Because while the kitchen may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Evil has been growing and building its power in the shadows. And now, with every day you see what appears to be unlimited energy by the forces of Satan as they expand and launch massive attacks across our planet against the devil's enemy, humanity, ladies and gentlemen. What an incredible time to be alive. What an incredible time to be here with you on air, being able to speak with you, being able to talk with you. What a blessing. You know, I went to the grocery store last night to get some groceries. We'd run out of some basics. And almost every section was 90 to 80% empty. And it just was emblematic of what's happening, where even in Texas, one of the most independent states for food and energy and transportation, you name it, that there wasn't enough food. And I went and talked to some of the stockers, and I said, is this just because it's Sunday night? They said, no, it's like this a lot now. Other areas like the East Coast that don't grow their own food, like Florida or Texas or California, they're just empty. when the prices were massive, I bought one red onion for three times what prices were just a few months ago. And here's what I'm talking about right here. It's an article on InfoWars.com from Zero Hedge. Baby formula shortages hit Walgreens as rationing begins. And all over the country, basic staples are running out. Now, this was all done by devaluation of currencies and around the world 2 years of lockdown. But it's all blamed on Russia. And if it was Russia's fault, great, easy to blame them. We could deal with Russia. No, it's the New World Order, a much more formidable enemy, because their agents have penetrated. I want to put the live show feed on screen for people. Their agents have penetrated almost every government on earth, in China, in Russia, in India, even countries you think aren't aligned with the globalists. They're just as bad. In fact, China is the model of it. They are infiltrated, as Klaus Schwab said a few months ago, we have penetrated all the cabinets and have 50% control now. No one can stop us. We will collapse the economy and bring in the new system. There's the headline. Next level transmission. Learn why globalists are triggering a complete collapse in the end of the world as we know it. That's not talk. That's not hyperbole. That's not hyper rhetoric. That's reality. And you know, behind the scenes, you've noticed I've not been on air a lot lately because of the globalists, the Democrats, their lawsuits, but other things. There are other attacks that I'm not at liberty to get into yet. They're the most intense ever that are spiritual, that are like the Matrix movie or the Twilight Zone. And I'm dealing with that, and I knew we would get to this point. But let me explain something. The Bible talks about as you enter the end times, hell will be opened. Only a portion of Satan's legions were upon the earth before. Now the full legions are being released, the operatives. And people go, oh, this sounds kooky. Well, the Bible says an off-world creature is marooned here and has millions of agents that work for him that are eternal. And that's what we're facing. And the Bible said their goal, world government, 10 kings, 3 mega regions, total control, the end of the family, forced injections, a mark to buy and sell. You must worship the beast. That means do what it says, follow its religion, a political correctness, or you won't eat. You won't be able to travel. You won't be able to live. You will die. And you have all these pathetic Satanists and minions of this that rolled over to it during the good times, a little taste of power. And now it's all running out very, very quickly. And they're all going to eat their own. It's going to be a spectacular disaster. Yeah, there's the head of the Rothschild family with the head, Aleister Crowley, witch, Abramovich. And there she is with a painting of Lucifer summoning his legions. Great job, crew, with the TV viewers. I'll line up in like 10 seconds. So we don't script, we're going to put up. They just hear what I say and they riff off it. I like jazz. So I'm going to ask all listeners for this, though, right now, because I know we're a focal point and the enemy's coming against us, everything it's got on all levels. And I just want you to know that we could be off the air in just weeks where the things are being done behind the scenes against us. And I don't fear that. The reason I'm concerned is that means it's very close for all of you. When they pull out the knife to finally stab me politically, culturally, spiritually, sexually, every level, at that point, I know when I let them stab me that we are entering the end of the system. And that means a hell that I can't imagine, you can't imagine. I've got a confession to make. I've not had the will as of late to even tell you what's coming next because it's so horrible to speak it aloud. And I have been really guilty that I know what's going to happen and I have not been able to say it because it's just, I know it's my job to do it and I'm being spurred to do it by God. And it's just such a big task to lay this out that I have a lot of trouble. But I told you just a few years ago, you'd soon see pedos in Congress and in the news and the owners of the company saying, we want your children, we're going to have your children, we're going to groom your children, we're going to have sex with them. And now all the mainstream media, Disney, everything is saying, we want your kids, we're going to teach them how to have sex, we're going to have sex with them. Because that's destroying the future, it's destroying love, it's destroying people meeting each other and liking each other and having a relationship and forming a family. It is destroying God's most powerful ritual on this planet, the union of men and women coming together through love. And we'll cover that when we come back. But we can look at all the other news and talk about all the global developments and talk about the food shortages and everything that's happening. But at the end of the day, God says they're going to come after our children and they're going to give them the fires of Moloch. They can throw them right in the fire and burn them up. They'll do it quick and do it. But they can't. They got to have other ways to get it done. They have to have other systems to be able to carry that out. And that's what we're witnessing. That's what we're living through here today. So I just pray to the creator of the universe, the God of everything, the spirit that is all-knowing and is infinite, to pour out your will upon us so that we can stand against this evil, and you give us the will and the foresight and the discernment and the courage to follow through with your plans and help us be clean, ready vessels for your spirit in this great challenge to march forward and stand against the enemy as it throws all its weight against us, because we forgot you and we turned our backs on you. And so you opened the gates, you lowered the defense system, the shields are down, and you're showing us that you will not protect us if we do not stand with you. Please help us, God. And God says, your people must plead and bring themselves before me.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
InfoWars, because there's a war on for your mind. Well, you read about those times in history where the world goes crazy and 20, 30, 40% of the population, sometimes 50, dies. Hell, sometimes whole civilizations in Europe, in Mesoamerica, in Africa, in Asia, and the steppes just disappear. Everybody dies. And they find big mass graves of people that have been eaten with human tooth marks chewing the meat off the bones. Yeah. They found a bunch of places in France and in Germany and in Africa and in the Americas. Didn't matter if it was Native Americans. Didn't matter if it was Germans. Didn't matter if it was Africans. They just suddenly would see, like, villages themselves, because they find the same headdresses, the same accoutrements, the same tribal artifacts. Villages would just go crazy and go from being really successful and great to killing and war and then eating each other. Just a few years ago, they found a town in Germany with hundreds of thousands of skeletons just all over, eaten by other humans. Why did they do that? Most cases, it's not famine. Something happens. A spirit comes in. And by increment, we become more evil, more corrupt, more animalistic, and then everything spirals out of control, and we kill each other. Every culture has sacrificed its children. I don't care if you've got a Native American background, or an Asian background, or an African background, or a white background. You got one thing in common. Your ancestors at one point or another ate children, burned children, tortured children, cut children's hearts out, froze children to death, gave them to Moloch, threw them into fiery pits. Where is this coming from? Why is it in the Old Testament and carved on Egyptian hieroglyphics? Was it Ramses II's father ordered all Israelite firstborns to be killed, males? That's just one group he ordered to kill. You know how they were killed? By the sword. He didn't do it in a ritual, but it was still a ritual. And now we kill our firstborn with Ritalin and Prozac. Now we kill them with abortion. Firstborn son. If something happens, they know, in all mammals, in the first birth of a female, with the first sperm and first egg, there's a particular metaphysical electromagnetic activation of epigenetical information within that new forming entity that is transmitted the sum total of the genetic memory of the species through those bloodlines. And when the ruling cult of the planet senses that those bloodlines are fighting the tyranny and fighting the takeover, and parents sense it and don't know what to do, it electrochemically and fifth and sixth dimensionally programs the cells for the sperms and the eggs to produce the next group that will inherently know how to answer and defeat it. And so the only answer the Satanists have is kill the children. Because it's going to be those incredible children of every race, color, and creed, one race, the human race, that are going to lead us out of this. Because those aren't just children. Those are men and women. Those are leaders. We hear about how men are bad and masculinity is evil by big universities and governments. Men just aren't good. Men are essential. Because when we've got men that stand up and have honor and duty to their family and their culture and their country, then they stand against evil. But in this world, we're told men that dress like women are women, and that women should act like men, and that really masculine men that are real men are a bad commodity. That's because an alien off-world force, it's spiritual, it's interdimensional, it has a transmission, it has a spirit, but it also has agents, aliens, demons. And they are working against us around the clock because they know we are about to go from our embryonic level to birthing into the next level. And that we're going to go from that pupa, that chrysalis, that cocoon, and like a butterfly, become the next phase of what God has in store. And they don't want that. They have a jealousy and a deep hatred for our beauty and our power and our glory. They're ever seeking, ever working to take that away and to sabotage us and to hurt us. But they know once we grow older, we become strong. If we're allowed to have a decent path and find God ourselves and find God's universe ourselves, we become strong. But if they can hijack us when we're little babies, they can get us when we're tiny and screw us up and then teach us through the Stockholm Syndrome to serve the system, to the LGBTQTP, then they've wrecked someone that they can maintain control over for the rest of their lives, that they can then dominate, that they can then own, that will be their slave forever. Armies of effeminate, anorexic men dressed as women saying, I need access to first graders. I need access to second and third and fourth and fifth graders. I need access to three-year-olds. I've got a clip I'll play next segment. Hell, let's play it right now. Non-binary elementary teacher says three-year-olds are old enough to learn about gender from them to form a sexual relationship with them, identity and sexual orientation and pronouns. Listen to the groomers as they launch.
Hi, I'm a queer teacher, and I 1,000% do not support this bill. And yes, I do know what's in it. The bill in itself is just another way to stigmatize the LGBTQ plus community. Kids as young as 3 and 4 are actually aware of their gender identity, even if they don't have the language for it. So very aware of who they like and who they don't like. Heterosexuality is pushed on our kids on a daily basis at a very young age. Media, through books, the first Disney movie that you saw. To say that pre-K through third grade are not ready for such topics is actually internalized homophobia and transphobia. They're very much ready for these topics and are way more accepting than adults when it comes to discussing these topics. We can talk about gender, gender assumptions, pronouns, all the things. And it is child development appropriate and age appropriate. It's literally created as just another means to other queer people. Basically say that us existing is not normal.
They say accept us and then you've got to, quote, be us. And it's men in clown outfits wanting to have access to children and weirdos saying we're politically correct and bringing them to them. This is the enemy's full assault, ladies and gentlemen. This is the next level of the New World Order. And, you know, I aired an old piece we made like 5 years ago about body snatchers comparing to Democrats and how crazy they are. But that's what it is. It's spirit snatchers. We're going to air that when we come back, and then I've got more clips of this. And then Elon Musk coming out saying he's going to stop the censorship at Twitter. A bunch of war news, a bunch of economic news, a bunch of the FBI got caught in a big false flag. In Michigan, as you know, jury found folks non-guilty. This is such a huge deal. We got a bunch of special guests, Ali Alexander and others coming up. Please stay with us.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. They used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us, if a shirt costs $5,
$10, we're selling it for $5. Fresh Extra Produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold. Hands down, the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, and the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike at you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh my God! Lock the door!
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me! Listen! Help me!
Your Excellency! Please! Your Excellency!
danger. Please, listen to me. Something terrible. Please, you're right here, Leo. They're already here.
The seed is planted.
Sleep. Sleep.
Terror grows.
Ellen, wake up. Get you when you sleep. Sit up.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Mom, Briella, homie.
It looked right at me.
You need to get out.
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
Land of the walking dead!
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's just the beginning. What they have planned for our little ones.
I wish to raise a matter this afternoon for the attention of the Minister for Education, and I have to say it is not often in this job I am absolutely shocked. I thought I'd seen everything, but this one is just beyond words. It is a note from a constituent who says, "Hi Bernie, this is a worksheet that my 10-year-old daughter brought home from school," and it includes a photo of the worksheet. Part of her homework was to discuss with her father his erections and ejaculation. I find this very disturbing and sickening, as indeed do I have to say. What the hell is going on in this state when 10-year-old girls are told to go home and talk to your father about his erections and about his ejaculations? What the hell is going on here?
We're delighted that the Family Sex Show will be on in May. I'm going to hand over to Josie, the artistic director of this egg, to say a little more.
I run this egg, and I have been making and producing the Family Sex Show along with lots of other people over the last few years.
Family Sex Show is a fun and playful show for adults and children aged 5 and up. It offers an honest, human sex education that is feminist, queer, non-binary, inclusive, and sex positive. This show can allow audiences of all ages to feel confident about their bodies, their boundaries, and their sexual health. And we really hope to see you here.
So those of us that stand up for the little ones are going to be attacked. We're going to be demonized. We're going to be shot. We're going to be killed. We're going to be imprisoned. We're going to be tortured. We're going to be... A lot of things are going to happen to a lot of us. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, God is watching and God is in control. And those evildoers carrying these wicked deeds out will pay. Ecclesiastes 1:18 is, "For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increases knowledge increases sorrow." I have much knowledge, and I have much sorrow for the hundreds of millions of innocent people starving to death right now.
We're looking at 260 million people, and I'm not talking about hungry. I'm talking about marching towards starvation, and that is a catastrophe in itself.
Lockdowns around the world have led to labor shortages, supply chain disruption, and a reduction in international trade. The result? Less available food. And less money to pay for it.
It's a deadly combination, and we've got to act now, and we've got to be smart, and we've got to thread the needle. You can't just deal with COVID by itself or hunger by itself. They must be dealt with together. If we do it right, we can save lives. If we don't do it right, people will die.
Well, we go to our football games and watch our sitcoms. And then people that are living in pockets still of Western freedom, Western wealth, just go about their business, playing golf and tennis and having fun and going to movies. And as the water rises, where those final islands of safety and security will finally be engulfed. But ignorance is bliss, right? But we are about to see the world we've known destroyed. and on its ashes built a system designed to destroy the human that's made in the image of God. It's a very painful thing to see the spirit of evil spreading its black wings over the earth and sinking its long, stinking fangs into our children's very souls. But that is the price of consciousness and free will. For good is not the only thing in the universe. Evil dwells there as well. And it is when those good spirits do not stand up and fight for innocence that innocence is destroyed. And then the blood of the children is on our hands. We're live, April 11th, 2022. Big news coming up.
It's called the Great Reset. Tough guy. It's called the New World Order. It's called the big banks wanting to squeeze the economy and make people poor so they can loan us fiat money to take control of our lives with a social credit score and the universal basic income. That's everything. That's the whole future of our lives. The whole world's going to be about surveillance and control and them manipulating and tracking everything you do. It's all being officially announced. We've got articles everywhere. Their press releases saying it. And then the crew asked me during the break, they go, are you all right? You really seem upset. Are you feeling okay? Well, then they're about to have nuclear war. I mean, they're going to starve a couple hundred million people to death. Yeah, I'm pretty freaked out. Yeah, but this is real. This is not a freaking game to me, man.
You understand, like, I like the government now. People are always telling me that, like, the hundreds of millions right now. Well, you never see it on the news.
They're dying right now.
They're in their freaking houses, starving to death, begging for God to help them.
And no one's coming because God tells us to get up and take action, and then we don't do anything.
And that paralyzes God.
Yeah, God can do it. God needs us to do it because God's not free will.
Once again, not for the first time, what has seemed like a nutty conspiracy theory turned out to be true.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm really, I told you last night, I said, what's wrong with you? I'm really freaked out. I'm like, yeah, I'm really freaked out. You see, because this is real. The supply chain being cut off, the energy grid being cut off is real. Going into a time now where we're not going to be on the air. I mean, if we don't back this off, if we don't get sane people to stop the globalists, I mean, we won't be here in 6 months. You won't be here in 6 months.
The most banned news network in the world.
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars.com.
Infowars.
You watch Infowars?
Infowars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, nice guy.
You must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is the greatest.
He knows who Infowars is. He's playing this joke over here. That's why the deplatforming didn't work.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
You need to listen to Alex.
We are back, folks. Stay with us. I got news so hardcore I can't even spit it out, but I'm going to try when we come back to it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Live, April 11th, Monday, 2022, transmission. Now, he'll be with us 30 minutes to the next hour, and I'm just going to try to give him the floor because I always liked Ollie Alexander, interviewed him like 5-6 years ago. Then I got to be friends with him during the last Trump campaign and then during the Stop the Steal. But he really is, with all the lawyers I know and all the really smart politicos, he's been the most right all along. I really respect him. I always liked him, but I really respect him now because he gives me insights that I didn't have that end up being right. And that's what I really respect is people that are smarter than me in some aspects. We're all smarter than each other in certain ways. There's different types of IQs, but he's had the courage to go in front of the congressional committees that are trying to set you up. I didn't even do it. I took the fifth. Not because I have anything to hide. I know they lie and are super sophisticated and smart. He did it and really had a huge victory. And now he's, quote, cooperating. Well, they've subpoenaed him for a grand jury. You have to cooperate. It doesn't mean he's, like, making stuff up. But the Whitmer case coming out, the not guilty and the mistrials, is the same FBI agents ran that operation that were running the Capitol operation. And the idea that they're trying to frame Ollie Alexander and myself for this is a big, big deal. And I can't talk about Justice Department things that are going on with me right now. They've asked us not to at this point. But it's very substantive. I mean, let's just say main prosecutors are involved. And so there's some things we get into, some things we can't. But it's a very serious situation. So listeners go, hey, we don't want to hear about January 6th. They tune out and talk about it because they know it wasn't pre-planned. They know I weren't involved. They know the Democrats burned down billions of dollars and stuff and did all this. And then a 1,000 people went into the Capitol, only 200 or so attacked the cops. Okay, give them a jail sentence. But the fact that we're in martial law and civil war and all Republicans are evil and Mitch McConnell should be outlawed, even Joe Biden said a few months ago, the whole party's bad and we're going to have a... This is BS. While Hunter Biden and his laptop and the rest of it's out there. So I'm going to shut up and give Ali Alexander the floor here. But this is a big deal because they're running on the midterms in 211 days on January 6th. And they need to prove a fake connection from the protesters up into the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and into myself and Ali Alexander and then into the people that organized the peaceful rally up into the Trump administration and Trump. And it's a fraud. So our listeners laugh because they know it's a fraud, but it's not a fraud because they are betting all their chips on this. Ali Alexander, sorry I got you on late. Had a bunch of emergencies around here. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's breaking news. I understand it. I mean, you're exactly right. And what our listeners need to understand is that essentially our activities, and I apologize for the bad Wi-Fi, but our activities are covered by the First Amendment. What the Democrats and the deep state are attempting to do is to take away those speech protections by saying we incited something or there was a grand conspiracy, or the talking point now from the Democrats was that there was a self-coup. If they do this, what happens is that they will use you or me or some of our associates to say, well, this was Trump's connection to the Proud Boys, or this was Trump's connection to the Oath Keepers. So what listeners need to understand that, you know, in legal matters, when you're constructing a conspiracy case, they can't just hop from the violent elements to Trump, which is their real goal. What they need to do is that they need some in-between, and they need to allege something happened that didn't happen. You know, I didn't coordinate with the Proud Boys on January 6th, and I'm also not presuming that any of them are guilty of, frankly, anything. And, you know, we did allow the Oath Keepers to be ushers for my event, but I ran none of that by you. I ran none of that by your team. But this is what the Department of Justice and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and the rest of them are doing. So, you know, months ago I came on your air, Alex, and a lot of my friends were telling me, Ali, this is dying down. The public's not buying it. I said, I know, but they're putting all of their chips in this basket.
Look, I'll just be honest with you. I'm going to say this because I'm not CIA, okay? The CIA is one of the biggest agencies in the U.S., but we have high-level sources. We were told 4 months ago, watch out, the Justice Department's coming, the next phase. We were told everything by the CIA, and I'm just going to leave it at that, because there's an internal civil war going on, and that was our CIA contact. That doesn't mean the whole CIA is like this. I'm just getting it out there that the CIA said phase two is tying all the people that organized rallies to Trump and claiming that Trump and that the rally organizers were running the Proud Boys and that, which is preposterous. Please continue.
No, you're right. And that's what the listeners need to understand, too, is that there is a civil war going on in the intelligence community. If listeners will remember, there was July or August of last year, there was a Reuters article that exonerated you, exonerated Roger Stone right in the headline. In the body, it also exonerated people like me. So it said rally organizers, speakers, blah, blah, blah. There's no investigation into these people. It's protected by the First Amendment. You know, there's no connection between them and some of the violent elements of the riot. Or, you know, as you see, Ray Epps and other people who look like they did it in a premeditated way. You know, we're not associated with any of those agitators. But what was happening was that was the FBI so fed up with some of the political elements of the DOJ that they said, we got to get this evidence public. We got to get this evidence in the public. Well, what happened is instead of the rest of the press just celebrating that we didn't organize some self-coup or insurrection or violent riot, the press tried to be mum on it, okay? And this was really, really dangerous. So what happened is those elements of the FBI largely got pushed out. And so when Merrick Garland, on the anniversary of January 6th, started trying to do a mea culpa with the January 6th committee and meeting them halfway, said, we're going to follow the money and we're going to restart new investigations. That was the beginning of our hellscape round two. And so, unfortunately, the Department of Justice contacted my lawyers about a month ago. They said that we're not going to ask Ali to voluntarily cooperate. We're going to subpoena him. You better come in. You better give us some information. I let them know what the rules of the road are. And
by the way, Ollie, as you know, I'm not ready to announce it. That's been going on. We're on parallel tracks here. What's happening to you is happening to me, and I don't know how to respond to it at this point because it's so ridiculous. Please continue.
And Alex, a lot of people are stuck in this position that I'm in, that you're in. And, you know, Trump allies and Trump detractors. I just happen to be the first one, and I gotta tell you, I feel like I'm the first one out of the gate, and I'm gonna get shot because what happens when you're like me and the Justice Department tells you don't admit that this is happening, and then you go and admit it, you're not violating any law. But they can charge you with a crime.
Well, I want to talk about your courage, because I've been advised not to talk about it. You were the first to go to the committee in the lion's den. You're the first to go along and admit it's happening, and they spin it like you're cooperating. No, you're standing up against the lie. You're a hero, and I mean that.
Well, I don't know that I'm
not
a hero,
even afraid to talk to them. Just my memory's not perfect, and they'll try to twist something. But yeah.
That's exactly it. It's like, why would they wait a year and a half to ask us logistical details? That's all the information that you and I have. And so I've handed over my text messages, and they show minute by minute our real-time shock and awe, dismay, and then de-escalation, and then retreat from the area as not to act as magnets for the riots. And you know, I'm so grateful that one of the J6 defendants just recently got off because the judge said, no, he was waved in by cop. You know, and so the press is beating me up. You know, oh, why won't you denounce these people? Why won't you denounce these people? The Justice Department is hanging it over my head. You know, they want these one words. You know, they want us to perform an act of Judas, Alex. They want you or me to say that we predicted violence when we didn't. Why? Because that's an element they need for a conspiracy case. They want you or I to say that we talked to the White House about militia groups. I didn't talk to the White House about militia groups. I don't think you talked to the White House about militia groups. This is all a setup, but guess what? Our text messages, our emails, our movements, and the videos of that day that we've made public, they exonerate us. There was no insurrection, folks.
I agree. Let's come back next hour and talk about big picture, what happened with the Whitmer fake prosecution, false flag imploding, how big it is. But I want to explain. For listeners, I know you get this, but this isn't about January 6th now. It's not about Ollie Alexander, Alex Jones, or Trump. It's about they're framing all Americans as terrorists and saying a revolution's about to happen and a civil war based on this, and we don't want violence, and we're not about to stage something, and we're not revolutionary violent leaders. We are thought leaders, and that's why this is so important, because even though we've all moved past it, and we're sick of it, believe me, I'm sick of it, I know listeners are sick of it. The Democrats are betting everything on this number on the roulette wheel, which means they're going to pull false flags or something big. Ollie Alexander, you're one of the most banned people in the world for standing up for freedom. Where's the best place for people to find all the great work you do?
On Telegram, Ollie Alexander. I'm also on Truth Social as Ollie.
All right, stay there. I'm going to come back in 2 minutes, and I'm going to try to just, we'll get into Whitmer. We'll get into the false flags. We'll get into where this is going straight ahead. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. It's the last days, by the way. We need funding. The InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale. Only 3 days left on our top-selling products at InfoWars for 75%.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.